Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brent McMillan.
Welcome to a special edition of the Cardinals Insider Podcast. My name is Brent McMillan. Coming to you with big news, as the St. Louis Cardinals have announced that General Manager John Mozeliak is moving into a new role as the President of Baseball Operations, and his former right-hand man, Michael Gersh, is now the Vice President and GM of the St. Louis Cardinals, both those men signing new contracts, which will take them through 2020. Gersh is a guy who, not that long ago, was working outside of baseball entirely. He joined the Cardinals in 2006, and it really happened in a rather amazing way.
So 12 years ago, I had a consulting job and a sort of vague dream to be the GM of a baseball team someday. And I wrote a paper. I spammed baseball. I got caught a break that Mo didn't get caught in a spam filter, or Mo didn't hit delete. He actually read it. And since then, it's just been great. I mean, people talk about find a job that you love and you never work again, and that's sort of how this has been, right? When I had a consulting job, I spent a lot of my time reading about baseball and thinking about baseball and doing little baseball projects, and now that's just called work, and I don't have to pretend, I don't have to hide it when my boss comes in or whatever. And so this is great. This is, when I started down this path, this is, you know, ideally this is where it would end up, and whether it was a reality or not, I've loved every minute of it, but the fact that it actually has reached this point is great. It's a blessing.
Mozeliak used words like bright, intelligent, and innovative to talk about Gersh. This is a job that's been created for Mozeliak, and it's a first for the Cardinals, having a president of baseball operations. But it was important because it keeps Mozeliak and Gersh both engaged with St. Louis here in a baseball ops capacity. And that's something that Bill DeWitt Jr. was clear about. He didn't want to lose either one of them someday down the road. So with these two roles, they get to keep two very qualified, very bright, successful people in the organization. After the press conference wrapped up, we got some time with Mo and Michael Gersh. Here's the conversation, short, albeit, but an introduction to Michael Gersh, the new GM of the St. Louis Cardinals. As we look at this and you step into this new role, you guys have talked about it a little bit. Sum up for us how the Cardinals are stronger today with this setup than maybe we were a day ago.
I think Mo and Bill hit on, there's been a lot of change in how baseball operations functions and the responsibilities and the number of people and the number of sort of initiatives we have going at any given moment. I think freeing Mo up from some of the day-to-day sort of, as he said, keeping the trains on time, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of responsibility. I think freeing Mo up from that and allowing him to look at things on a more strategic level will benefit all of us. And I think, I'm the beneficiary of the opportunity and the responsibility of sort of taking over a lot of that, keeping the trains running on time. But I'm excited for that opportunity.
There are a lot of moving parts, and like you said, now you kind of distribute that out and it'll help everyone maybe be even more effective than they already were. How do you think you help him just allow you to take your role and be the GM fully?
I think in the press conference we just had, Mo sort of suggested that, letting go of responsibility is not one of his strengths. I mean, honestly, in the time I've been here, he has given me more and more responsibility every year. I think there will be times when he hears a soundbite or he sees a quote or whatever and he thinks, I would have said it differently and we'll talk about it or whatever, but I have no concern about the transition. I mean, we're in a lot of ways, this is keeping a team together that's had a successful run, and that's how I look at it. It's keeping us working together, keeping the whole group working together. So I think we'll evolve in how we work together, but it won't be a dramatic change.
And then the final thing from me, what's the biggest thing that you've learned from Mo since you started with the Cardinals that will help you to be successful in this new role?
I guess I'd say maybe two things, even though you only asked for one. I think one of the things I've learned is just the importance of relationships with people. I think so much of what we do is interacting with people, whether it's media or other teams or players or coaches, or and just sort of the second thing, which is related, is sort of being thoughtful before you go into a situation, having a plan, having, whether that's an off-season plan or whether that's going into a conversation with a coach or a coworker or a play, whatever, just being prepared, right? And I think being prepared for those sorts of things allows you to have good relationships, allows you to frame things in a way that keeps things happy and moving forward, as opposed to becoming something else. And I think those two things really are sort of two of the big takeaways from having worked with Mo for the last decade.
John Mozeliak now gets to take what some were calling at the press conference a 30,000-foot view, gets to look at the bigger picture when it comes to baseball for the Redbirds, something that he hasn't gotten to necessarily do as much as he would like the last couple of years, and he admitted such at the press conference the Cardinals called. Well, now we can do that. It's big picture planning for a man who has built several winners for this team. Here's our short conversation on why Mo felt good handing the reins over to Michael Gersh and what it is that excites him about this new role. What is it about Mike that first jumped out at you? You talked about it a little bit, and then as time went along, made you think he's a great fit?
Well, he's a very bright, intelligent, innovative thinker. And when I first met him, obviously he had a lot to learn about the business and about how you make decisions in baseball. But as he evolved in the understanding of how this game works and the nuances of it, his temperament, his personality, I always thought was someone that could lead this group. And, you know, clearly as we've had a lot of success over this last decade in looking to see who might be that next phase or that next generation of this, he was someone that I always had a lot of confidence could do the job.
Clearly this isn't a simple thing and there's a lot of moving parts to it. So if you had to sum up for the casual or average Cardinal fan in a few sentences why this move mattered and why it needed to be made now, what would you say?
Well, I think it's based on, you know, continued continuity. I think from Mr. DeWitt wanting to keep myself and someone like Gersh in the organization, because at some point, if these types of moves don't happen, we may start having to explore other ways. And not that either one of us wanted to leave, but opportunities are opportunities. And for us, I think we're both very pleased to know we can stay here and do this job.
For him to get where he now is, coming from the background he came from, that's impressive. What does it say about him as a person?
Well, it says that he was diligent. It says that he was willing to take a chance, and he was willing to bet on himself, and he won.
So again, John Mozeliak, now the president of baseball operations, and Michael Gersh takes over as the vice president and GM of the St. Louis Cardinals, both those men with contracts that will run through 2020. We'll have a full-length episode of the podcast out on Tuesday, July the 4th, and we'll talk to you then. For Michael Gersh, for John Mozeliak, I'm Brett McMillan. Thanks for listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.